Well, it is such a pleasure this morning to welcome an old friend of mine. And if you followed me from my old radio station, you know who this man is. But for the benefit of those who don't, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine and a fellow broadcaster, Dominic King, who does his own show at BBC Radio Kent in England. Hello, Dom.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. It's so I've been promising Dom I'm going to introduce you to my Wave listeners as soon as I get a chance. And this is a perfect opportunity now with a new royal baby.
Yes, I am the stork. I have the announcement of the royal baby's name. So everyone who's been following over the last few days will know that the new royal baby was born at London St Mary's Hospital on Saturday across the weekend. The name has been announced, Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. That's come from Kensington Palace, which of course was the home of Princess Diana
right.
when she was alive.
Now, obviously, we know where the Elizabeth comes from. We know where the Diana comes from. What is the significance of the Charlotte part of that?
Okay, well, it's got a long royal pedigree. It actually became quite popular in the 18th century when it was the name of George III's queen. Charlotte is actually the feminine form of Charles.
Ah,
so
okay.
There is a long tradition of the name Charlotte being used in the royal household. Charles, of course, is the name of two former kings and the Prince of Wales, the princess's grandfather. Are you following?
Yes. You know, it's interesting, and I joke about this, but I mean it seriously, too. Dom is my authority on all things English, all things UK, all things British. So, and that includes pop culture and the royals and everything else. So I know in this country, Dom, we're quite taken with the royals and everything they do, and a new baby comes along and everything. Is it as big there, or is it more ho-hum there?
Well, it's kind of a mixture, really, because I think no one can not be almost baby gaga over a new royal baby. However, some people still have an opinion of whether they think the monarchy is the right thing and whether we should, like Australia in thought, become a republic. Over here, though, when there's a royal baby, people generally tend to go, ah. But I think a lot of people still, it's a real mix. And actually, when the Queen, some years ago, I think probably after Diana died, started to be much more, well, the image of the Queen was much more personable, and the Queen would be seen smiling a lot more than she usually did. I think that's the point where people started to say, okay, let's give these guys a bit of a break. They've been through a pretty tough time, and let's react in maybe a slightly different way. But they're still the royalists, but they're also the republicans. It's like any country, like your own.
Well, as a Yank, I know I don't really have a say in this, but I would like to cast my vote and say keep the monarchy. I like them. So that's it is a bit of magic still in this otherwise technological world we live in. So
yeah, and I think that's actually, you've hit the nail on the head. I think that's very much what the royals still do. I mean, obviously, as an export for this country, it's pretty good. For people visiting London, it's quite a big thing. And I think that the very fact that, you know, effectively here, Charlotte, for example, is the spare to the heir. And that's how they're referred to. Fourth in line to the throne now, known as Her Royal Highness Princess Charlotte of Cambridge. Although she will be the, and it's not a great name, it's not a great thought, but the truth is she is the spare to the heir. So the way that the monarchy will work is that she's fourth in line to the throne, and we have, way before her, we now have Prince Harry has now gone down one because of this new baby. Mm. George, Charlotte's brother, is next after William. So you can see how the change is going. And of course, in front of William is Prince Charles. And we have to wait for the Queen to no longer be with us, and then it'll be the Queen to Prince Charles to Prince William now to George, George to Charlotte, and Charlotte to Harry.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Dom, because I wanted to ask you, honestly, what are the realistic odds that Princess Charlotte is ever really going to sit on the throne?
Probably not.
Okay, but it's nice to think about anyway, you know.
You could look at it another way, that actually maybe Charlotte won't have as much pressure on her than her other sibling. And that may be a good thing.
Well, you know, it's funny because yesterday I was talking about the story that Prince Harry had supposedly sought a date with Jennifer Lawrence, and she turned him down. And so I thought, well, maybe this would turn into sort of a King Edward thing where now he'll renounce any shot he has at the throne for Jennifer Lawrence, although she's still infatuated with Chris Martin, so who knows? But
I mean, it's such a difficult world. And this is interesting. You know, there would have been a time when that kind of thought, if we think of, well, you only have to look at Grace Kelly in Monaco when celebrity and royal come together.
Well, there you go. Our authority on the royals and everything else British. Dominic King, my buddy at BBC Radio Kent. Dom, I so appreciate you joining us this morning and kind of filling in all of us here. And by the way, I understand, Dom, are you wearing your 101.9 The Wave shirt today as well?
It's really funny. I have, and it is completely...
What are the odds that I would call Dom on the day he's wearing his Wave shirt, you know?
There you go. More music, more variety.
Dom, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Great to talk.